Praise the Lord. If you got your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter number 12. I really feel like preaching today. I'm actually excited about preaching this morning. I came ready to preach this morning. I'm loaded this morning. I mean it. I got an hour of preaching to get done in 35 or 40 minutes. Somebody pray for me. Acts chapter 12. I don't have my glasses on. I got one good eye that's got a snake and two flies in it. And I got an eye that's not being operated on yet. And I can see right now, every once in a while, that snake, that's the weirdest thing I ever had in my life. But I'm going to ask Brother Jared to come up and read this text. And I'll prompt you where I want you to prompt you. I'm going to stand right beside you so you do it right, okay? Acts 12, go there, and down to about verse 14. Go ahead, Brother Jared.
Now the Word of God says, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James and the brother of John with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, delivered him to four quarternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Rise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands.
Halt, stop, read that again.
Rise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands.
How many heard that? Go on.
And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind thy sandals.
Yeah.
And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me.
Yeah.
And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord.
And whoa. What did that gate do? Some of y'all look at me. Y'all ever seen the iron gate? How many of y'all been over to Israel with me and saw them big iron gates like the Eastern Gate? What would you do? You walk up to that sucker, nobody to push it open, and it just sprung open. Go on, buddy. I'm liking that.
Me too.
Good. Ain't that good?
That's great. Woo. And they went out and passed through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him.
Yeah.
And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying.
Yeah.
And Peter knocked at the door of the gate, and a damsel came and hearkened, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate.
Yeah.
That's 14. Can we keep going?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
It's really getting good.
Yeah, it is.
And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished.
Yeah.
But he beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declaring unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place.
Thank you, my brother, our father. There are a lot of people here today that all chained up. They got chains on. They're bound, they're burdened, they're blistered. God, I pray you'll help this preacher today. to preach with power, to help folk get right with God, help folk get chains off of them. And we'll praise you, honor you, glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach this morning on this subject, chains off and the church overjoyed. Chains off and the church overjoyed. This book of Acts has been called, rightly so, the Acts of the Apostles. But I want to clarify it. It's actually the Acts of Jesus.
Amen.
Through his apostles. You that read up through these first 12 chapters, you know on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people got saved and then was added to the church through baptism. Some of my friends, I want to hit this a little bit. These people said, well, you got to put people on probation for 6 months before you baptize them. Well, God never put me on probation.
Amen.
He set me free. And I believe the moment you get saved, you ought to want to get baptized.
Amen.
Somebody help me preach right there. 3,000 got saved. A little later in chapter 4, Chad, 5,000 got saved. A little bit later, it didn't even count 3,000 or 5,000. Here's all it said. Multitudes.
Right. Amen.
Multitudes. At this time in church history, it is estimated there was 100,000 believers. You want me to clear off a deck here? You want to know how a church is moving? It's moving if you're seeing people saved.
Amen.
Come on now. I've got a bunch of preacher friends. All they want's a little dry worship. Come on now, help me preach. All they want to have is a little bit. I want to have a ministry movement. I want to have a divorce ministry. I want to have this ministry. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to have this ministry. And by the way, that all sounds real good and fluffy. But the truth is, I want a ministry that reaches people's hearts and gets people saved.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yeah. Boy, I feel like preaching, Jeff. I do. This first division, the first 12 chapters, deals predominantly with the ministry of Peter. He was the Lord's biggest fan, but he could put his foot in his mouth right regularly. Come on now, help me. But Peter was in a situation that wasn't his fault. It wasn't because of his mouth. It wasn't because of anything he'd done. It's because he was hated and put in prison. You said, what was their motive to put in the prison? To stop the church. They done killed James. And if they could kill this pillar, the guy that got the keys, Jeff, it's all over. They threw him in jail, put him in the deep part, bound with two chains, verse 7. But the Bible said, somebody help me here, his chains fell off. You ever feel locked down, locked up, in a rut? I want you to know I preach to people every week that's in chains. They want to do right, but they're bound. Some chains of trials. There's some of you right now that's bound up your trial. You're thinking it ain't never going to cease. It's never going to quit. But I got a God can release them chains.
Amen.
Chains of addiction. You know, there's a lot of Christians that are addicted to drugs, alcohol.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Pornography. You know what they are? They're chains. There's Christians addicted to pornography, hatred, malice, unforgiveness, bitterness, failed God, financially a failure. You're all bound up. You're all messed up. You're walking around. You come to church all bound up. There's some of you lost today, hooked on drugs, hooked on dirty living, hooked on dirty talking. You said, is there any hope for me? I want you to know there is hope. Those chains can fall off. Amen. Yeah. Y'all help me. Man, I'm sensing something here this morning. Come on now. He don't want you to be on lockdown.
Amen.
I want y'all to know something. There ain't nobody in this church going to put me on lockdown. And I done decided the devil ain't going to put me on lockdown. Because if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. And I'm not going to get unlocked down. I'm not going to get bitter. I'm not going to get unforgiven. I'm going to be free. I love preaching free. I love preaching when I ain't worried about nothing.
Amen.
And today's real good. Because I can look back now. You think I'm looking at you. I really can't see you. So hallelujah. You got to act up like you always do now. Hey, mate, I got 7 points. First of all, the persecution from society. Verse number one, they killed James. By the way, this society we're living in is anti-God, anti-Christ, and anti-Christian. I want to tell you what. And listen to me, I ain't talking about Donald Trump's salvation. That's up to him and God. But I am glad he's been a friend to Christians. Thank God, the first president we've had in 20 years to say Merry Christmas. I ain't patting him on the head, but I thank God we need some people in society that are friendly to Christians, because most everybody's not. First of all, we see the cruel attack. Herod said he killed James. And you know what? We see the cooperative attempt, verse 3. And the Jews liked it. And they're going to kill Peter because he saw it. He liked it. By the way, if there's one hater, they got a way of drawing flies.
Right about that.
They got some other friends that's haters. It's easy to get hate. All you got to do is get on your little Facebook account and say, bunch of junk. Some of you do well getting rid of your Facebook and get in the Word of God.
Amen.
Or at least cut it down. It's bad when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and check your status. By the way, I was up at 4:30 and I checked my status, and me, the Heavenly Father, talked a little bit, and my status is good. I'm locked in. I got a chat room to God. It's real good. Boy, I feel like preaching. Verse 4, I see a confining apprehension. They got a hold of him. Put, how'd you say that? 4 quadrants, something like that. Credornians, thank you. I practiced that and messed it up. That was people that were chained to him. How would you like to be chained and got a bunch of folks right there guarding you? That's what some people try to do me as preacher. They try to come up and dictate to me. You know why some of you women don't like me? Because I want your husband to be the head of the church, your head of the house. And you ain't for it. Hello? And that don't mean you're not important. It just means your marriage would be better if he led. If you can't follow a husband, you sure can't follow a preacher or a church. You're a mess. Good preaching, Reverend.
Amen.
Boy, oh boy, he was in a miserable shape. As some of you in this room, you walked in this church today. You're all bound up. You don't have no freedom. You don't have no liberty. You're all messed up. The world's got a hold of you. Things have got a hold of you. Junk has got a hold of you. Persecutions came your way, and you're upset. But I've got good news. My God will prevail.
Amen.
Secondly, oh boy, last week I preached about but God. How many remember that? Number 2, the prayer of the saints. The Bible said, but prayer was made of the saints. Amen. How many of y'all are in church because somebody prayed for you? Raise your hand. How many had a mama pray for you and a daddy pray for you and a cousin pray for you and somebody prayed for you? Somebody help me. You know how we can get them old chains off? When church to church, we got some hard cases come to church. People down on drugs and alcohol and Christians even smoking dope and having a little social drink and they're all messed up. They're chained up. We need to pray for them that they'll get free. Whew. I'm still preaching. Oh boy. See, prayer changes everything. How many believe that? Prayer can make you from sick to healthy. Hey, prayer can take you from bitter to better. Prayer can help you pray for your spouse. Somebody help me. Prayer will help you pray for law enforcement. Somebody help me. So prayer will help you pray for the military. People putting their life on the line. Hey, Peter was putting his life on the line. There's some of you in this room. You're chained up and you ain't done nothing wrong. But prayer. See, we see in verse 5 the continuous process of prayer. Pray without ceasing. You know what? You know why I changed on folks, Jeff? Because they say this little, lay me down to sleep prayer. No, prayer's more than that. Prayer's getting on your face and begging God. How many of y'all believe that? I'm talking about continuously. I've been praying continuously for this church. I've been praying for a revival. It broke loose in January. It's still going on today. God is, but we're going to be baptized in the next 3 weeks. You said, what's happening around here? Prayer's been made. We prayed for the revival. God brought it on. We didn't have a big name preacher. We didn't have to have a big name preacher because we got a big name God who came on the scene when prayer was made. Took our own folks and brought revival. Woo! Man. Yeah. Then church participation. But the prayer was made of the church. I want to tell you something. There's some of you so private. God bless your little heart. Hey, Dwayne, by the way, good seeing you. I've been praying for you. You already got to church. We pray for you. And not just one person pray for you, Dwayne. Whole church is praying for you. Isn't it something? Somebody raise your hand. Isn't it something when we all get together, put away our differences, and agree on prayer, what God can do? Whew. And by the way, they prayed to a current person, unto God. Not Buddha. Not Muhammad. I'm talking about a living God. I'm talking about a righteous God. I'm talking about a loving God. I'm talking about a faithful God. I'm talking about a holy God. I'm talking about an on-time God. I'm talking about a forgiving God. I'm talking about a merciful God. Somebody help me right there. You can't impeach him. You can't get him off the throne. He's on the throne this morning.
Amen.
And I said, commendable purpose. This is good right here. Prayer was made unto God. Listen to this, Jeff. For him. Yes. Not for your little particular self first. Then you want to know when we're getting down to business. When it ain't about me. Yeah, right. It's about somebody else. You know what we need? We got some people still chained up. We need some people to pray without ceasing and get together, get a common goal, and pray. Pray. Somebody help me. Is that good or not?
Amen.
By the way, it was a severe attack. It was a satanic attempt. Trying to wipe out the church. Solitary apprehension. He was in solitary confinement. And they were even in secret praying. Church is more than playing bingo. I heard this week in big old church uptown. It came from two different sources. I never knew that Sunday school classes got together to have wine tasting. In a well-known church in this area. And then there's one down the road. They got liquor in the basement. I'm not kidding you. You know what's wrong? There's churches playing around with sin and ungodliness, and their church is corrupt, and they could care less about sinners, and they could care less about people in chains. But I say to you, we need to pray.
Amen.
My Lord. I don't know if I'm going to get 7 points done, brother. Then for verse 6 and 7, I see the power of the supernatural. By the way, when you pray, how many believe things happen?
Amen.
Come on now. Come on now. You know, some of y'all get bound up and get in trouble. You'll be writing to the governor and writing to the president and writing to the legislator. You don't need to write to all that junk. All you need to call on God. I see, first of all, you said, did prayer work? I see a peaceful attitude. I want you to know something. You chain me up with 4 people around me, I ain't going to be peaceful. I'm going to knock some heads in if I can. Not being. You know, there's some of you ain't got no peace at all. You're saved. Some of you lost, you ain't got no peace at all. You know what Peter it said about him? He went to sleep. You said, was it a shallow sleep or was it a deep sleep? Oh, it's deep. By the way, the shallow sleep, you don't dream. But if you get in a deep sleep, you dreaming. Man, when he got up out of there, he thought he was dreaming. Come on, help me. Power of God. How many believe that's the power of God? See, we don't need no man-made manipulated something. We need the power of God.
Amen.
Peaceful attitude. A precious appearance. You know what happened? Here come an angel. Go to sleep, Jared. Real sleep. Go ahead, snore a little bit. Wake up, Jared. Wake up. Wake up! That's what happened.
Amen.
He was so sound asleep that the angel had to hit him and touch him. Somebody help me. By the way, friend, that's when God gets moving. Hey, some of you so troubled, so upset, you're a fixer. All you want to do is fix your family, fix this, fix that. Why don't you depend on a supernatural God to fix you?
Amen.
I see a peaceful attitude. I see a precious appearance. I see a saving Lord. I see a shining light.
Yeah, right.
You know what that angel done? Now, it's called the angel of the Lord. Now, I'm not sure of this, Joe, but I have a good mind. It may have been Jesus, because he's called the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament.
Right.
And by the way, a lot of times we get in dark places. Isn't it good when God comes and touches us?
Amen.
And shines a light on?
Amen.
I've been so confused as a termite in a yo-yo. That is confused. But then God shines a light on. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad for God that when I'm in darkness, when I can't see plain, I'm hurt, Brother Jeff. I'm glad for God that shines the light on.
Amen.
I see a prompt awakening. Well, hallelujah. Man, oh man. He wasn't panicking. He wasn't upset. He wasn't tossing and turning. But when he got the touch, he woke up. Hell, amen. Then I see a particular announcement. Look what the... Look. Him chain fell off. Look what happened. First of all, the angel said, gird yourself. That means put on the proper dress. much of people in churches today, they don't know what that means. Go on. I'm not a legalist, but I want you to know something. You don't need to dress like a harlot. And my folk don't, but I just thought I'd hit the pimp folks that's listening on live stream. And said, put on your shoes. That's being prepared for departure. Hey, by the way, you can't go departing and walking for God if you ain't got your shoes on. Then listen to this. This will help you here. Then it said, cast your garments aside. Cast aside. That was a purposeful disregarding. Hey, God can deliver you from drugs. Pass it aside. From alcohol. Pass it aside. From bad, dirty, rotten friends. Pass it aside. From dirty websites, pass it aside. From wicked Facebook, pass it aside. From an impure life, pass it aside. Disregard it.
Amen.
I'll tell you what we don't preach much on today. I'm preaching this morning. That's why we're a mess. You don't see very many Holy Ghost preachers get up and preach on separation anymore. No. I don't do it. By the way, I believe in personal separation from the world. And by the way, I believe in ecclesiastical separation. See, I wonder why you don't let other denominations preach in the pulpit. Because they're wrong and I'm right, and I ain't having wrong in my pulpit. Come on now. You know what's wrong with our churches? We got so polluted. Want to run with everybody. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not that, you know. There's a lot of churches that, you know, ask me to preach. And I'll be honest with you, I don't go to all of them. And by the way, ain't none of them going to come here and preach.
Amen.
So I believe, somebody help me preach. See, we done left off clean living. That's right. You know what's happening in our churches? You don't wonder there's no power. People dress awful. They're saved and they still smoke and drink, smoke dope, watch porno.
Amen, preacher.
You know what the estimate is? Listen to this. 54% of the church today is on pornographic material. That's a statistic came through a church journal just recently. 54%. Ain't no wonder there's perversion around. If it's going to happen in church, people, what in God's name? We need to be separated.
Amen.
In verse 10, I see phenomenal acts. Did y'all notice something? When they started leaving, verse 10, they wasn't no enemy. There was absent enemy resistance. Boy, you want to know when you're free, buddy? When there ain't no resistance. They can't stand it. They can't get in your way.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Somebody ought to help me preach right there. I seen an acceptable escape. They had an escape route. I seen an automatic exit released. Could you imagine them coming up to that last place? Big old iron. When I stood over there, well, this time we got to see the eastern gate from the outside, but also we saw the back of it. Low scale. It would take an army to open that thing. It opened of its own accord. How many believe that's phenomenal? You said, preacher, I don't have any open doors. Preacher, I don't see an opening. I don't see a way out. My God, I got a God that can open doors. I got a God that can bless you. You said, I've been called to preach. I'm looking for somewhere to preach. Just go get it. God will open it up. You got to have enough faith to step in.
Amen.
Whole lot of preaching. Listen to this. This is good right here. Write down good right here. Angelic efforts relieved. Verse 10, that angel stayed as long as he was needed.
That's right.
Then the Bible said, Peter considered these things.
Yeah.
Woo! See, God will be involved with you with his power as long as he needs. But somewhere along the line, you've got to step up yourself. You know, I get tired of this. Oh, God ain't working for me. My God, he's working when you are asleep. But I want you to know something. After he's done a great miracle, he does expect you to go on and glorify him. I asked them in the class today, when you get an answered prayer, why ain't you up testifying? I got a prayer answer. God, do something great in my life. What in the world? You sitting back there saying, and we could be blessed if we just hear your powerful prayer answer. Somebody help me. Whew. Man, I'm still preaching, Jared. Then look at verse number 11. I see a positive assurance. He said, I'm really out. Look at it. And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Now, that's the wrong chapter. I told you my king, see? And verse 12. And when he had considered this thing, man, oh man. Verse 11 said, and when Peter was come to himself. How many of God has done something great for you? So great that you almost had to pinch yourself. I know some of you don't have much religion. I know some of you, your religion ain't very happy. I know some of you are so dead, you're bound up, messed up. I ain't going to help you probably. Because you don't listen to me. Didn't quit listening a long time ago. But for you that do listen. You ever had a dream? Has God ever really worked in your heart?
Yes.
And woke you up? And it was so good that you thought you're still dreaming. Listen to me. I started out 45 years ago. God took me from a bar room to a banqueting house. Then 6 months later, called me to preach. Pinch, pinch. 4 years later, 3 years later, Wayne Harrison, two other deacons come up my house. Marguerite was barefooted and pregnant. Said, we want you to try out down Tate Valley. We believe you might be the man. I'm still dreaming. We was up in that little old Wright building up there, the original building where they going to soon be ex-Sunday school with. I'm still dreaming. I'm about to get drunk in Holy Ghost here. And then God took us to the next building, and they said, the activity building, we can't get this done. First business meeting, Wayne will remember this. First business meeting any consequences, they all got mad. So I took a time out, canceled the business meeting, come back a week later and got the first activity building voted. $110,000, we paid it off. Then when we paid that off, we went over in that next building, seats about 500-600. Guess what we did? We paid that off. And then we paid that off, then we went over here and bought that land. And guess what? I'm still pinching myself. God paid that off. Then we went over there and bought that land over on the left. And God paid that off. And then we built this building. And God paid that off. And you said, well, Preacher Smith, he done all that, but I'm not sure he can pay that off. You can if you get in it. Phenomenal. He's still working on me. I had one of my preacher friends called the other day. He said, when are you going to retire? I said, when I die. I said, I'll make a few people happy. I ain't going to retire until they die. I figured when some people come to our grave, they'll be raising flags up. Say, oh, thank God he's going. I'm going, but I went and flew away. How about you? I see that positive assurance. He had some mental reason. He had a miraculous reality. He had an immediate response. And guess what he said in himself? Well, I think I'm going to go down to church where they're praying and talk to them. Went and knocked on the door. Hello, it's Peter. Rhoda. Who would name their baby Rhoda? came out. Listen to this. I'm not going to preach on this, but this is good. Joe, she recognized his voice. You know what? Pause. It's a good thing when your kids know the voice of the preacher. You know what some of you parents have done? You shut your kids away from the preaching, and that's why they're in a mess. You've always talked about the preacher. You've never prayed, but you talk. Why'd your kids run in a mess? But I love kids that know the voice of the preacher. I was up in the junior church. They come swarming in there. Boy, that junior church is going big time. Amen. They're having fabulous February or something. I don't know. And them kids come in there. I didn't even know them. As one come up and said, "Preacher John, I heard you preaching." I said, "I wasn't preaching, I was teaching." "Well, I sound like preaching to me." "I heard you outside." I said, "How'd you recognize my voice?" He said, "Because everybody knows your voice." Then another one come up, "Hi, Preacher John." Man, you think about making me feel cool. Hallelujah. The perplexity of the situation. His initial decision, knock on the door. Then the impulsive disbelief. You know what she done? She didn't even open the door. She went out back there, said, "Hey, y'all. Don't quit praying. You don't have to pray. He's out there."
Yep.
"Oh, girl, your cheese fell off a cracker. You're stupid. You're out of your head." And then she kept doing it. And you know what she said? They said, "They dumb, you know." They said, "Boy, that's a lot of dumb people, ignorant people scripturally." You know what she said? "Well, it must have been his angel." No, it was Peter. They finally let him in. It was easier to get out of prison than it was to get in the prayer room. You ought not be surprised when God answers your prayer.
Amen.
Then Peter went out and proclaimed the story. I can't give you all this. He was so calm. He credited the source. It was God. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all saved in this room? Raise your hand. How many of you saved knows it wasn't you that saved you, it was God saved you? How many in this room been chained up before? Come on. Been chained up before and you've been released? How many's happy about being released? How many's happy about being free? There's some of you in this room, it's a sad. You're going to walk out that door. Unfazed by the preaching, unfazed by this miracle. And you're going to walk out the door same way you walked in, bound up. When all you need is a little trip to the altar. First of all, to get saved if you're not saved. Hey, some of you sinners back there, you're bound up in sin and pornography and wickedness. It ain't made you happy. There's only one thing to make you happy. That's God.
Amen.
There's some Christians here. How long you been off the rails? How long you been mad at the church and mad at the preacher and mad at everything? How long you been just dead and dry? You ought to be sick of it and want free. You've been so bitter you don't even know what you're mad about now. Oh, I just got hurt. Have you ever been hurt? Man, I've had faxes about me, them letters they don't sound about me, had all kinds of junk about me. See what it is, they hate authority. But don't you, look at me, I ain't hurt. It ain't bothering me. They love anonymous letters. Come on, you coward. You got something to get me, come and tell me. We'll pray about it. You won't get right. You won't get to leave till we get it right either. That's why you don't want to meet. Some of you, help me. How many of y'all walked into church bound up, messed up this morning? You need freedom. You need a God.
Yes, sir.
You need help. I'm done. Bow your head. You people get baptized. Come on. Whew. A lot of preaching this morning. I didn't finish, but I just quit. How many up here? How many in this room? I saw people said you're saved. How many in this room? You're unsaved and you're bound up. You have no peace. You don't have no joy. Everything's, you're trying everything to get happy. How many raise your hand and say, preacher, I'm bound up, I'm lost. I need to be saved. Pray for me, raise your hand. Raise it up high. I see that hand, somebody else. Preacher, I'm bound up. Somebody else. How many of you, maybe you're addicted to drugs or alcohol or pornography and you feel so bound up, it's destroying you. How many raise your hand and say, pray for me. Yes, I see that hand. How many right now is a Christian? Oh, you ain't out drinking or cussing, but you are bitter. You are mad. You don't forgive well. You're resentful. You resent your husband. You resent your children. You resent other church members. You're bound up. How many Christians in this room? You got all kinds of junk. Got you tied up this morning. And you finally want to be free. How many Christians raise up your hand? Yes, 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 yes. Man, listen to me. If this can't speak to you, you'll probably be beyond help. If you've been in this church the last 4 weeks and you're not getting talked to about God, most likely on the verge of leaving. Father, I'm going to start praying here at this altar for folks to get released. Lord, you touch and you move and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, stand with me. If you want the chains on, come and pray. Our Father, I pray for folks this morning. I pray for the lost. I pray for the backslider. Yes, Lord.
He's so good.
Yes, Lord.
To me.
Yes, Lord.
He knows your need. He knows your need.
Oh, you coming? Join me up here.
He knows your need.
He does.
And he's
how many of y'all know he knows you leave? Come on. I wouldn't leave this church not right with God. I wouldn't leave this church bound up and upset and messed up. No freedom. Going back to the bar. Same old habits. Same old nasty life. Same old misery. I ain't living that way, Joe. I'm living for God.
God is so
oh, he is. How many can tell me he's good? Come on now. Amen. He's good. Woo! Thank you, brother. I wonder how many of you got a family member bound up on drugs, on alcohol, on something. And they're about ready to ruin their life forever. I wonder how many come up here and pray for them. I wonder how many's got a husband or a wife that's messed up. Won't you come and pray? My God. You know, you got a son or a daughter that's eat up with sin. How much you been praying for him? How much do you talk to God for him? Oh God, help us to get out of our own way, being so selfish. Oh God, there's rebels in some families here, and Lord, some girls that's messed up, and boys and grandchildren. God, help us to touch your hem of your garment tonight, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Come on. Amen. Amen.